This session is about selfhood. Each day, I become more of who I am and less of what they expect me to be. My dreams are within reach for me to take and make realities. By expanding the force of my energy and space, I have greater opportunity to set boundaries and truly develop my selfhood. Contemplative practices, introspection, reflection, prayer, journaling, expressing, courage, bravery, gratitude, all of these different practices pulled together help us explore selfhood, help us develop selfhood, and help us define better from one moment to the next who we are, what we're doing here, and why it matters. Three very important existential questions in life. Who am I? What am I doing here? And who cares? That is the essence of selfhood. Lifelong quests for many people, but at the same time, when you tune into the quietude, the solitude, and the personal truth, you can identify self very quickly. The exploration of archetypes, the understanding of our wounds, the application of healing antidotes. All of these things help us shift, help us transform radically into who we were born to be. The ability to embrace your best self, the ability to help others, to serve the world with meaning. This can only come true when you're truly in tune with you. Sounds simple, but it's not always easy. We have so many messages inside of us. We have so many confusing moments. There's an opportunity as you're going through selfhood to start mapping out cosmology or your inner world, a mindscape as we've discussed earlier. On this map to finding selfhood or grooming selfhood, redefining, cultivating, depends on the context of your life, which path you're on. But the ability to seek out and go find yourself and then eventually just live as yourself is important. If you live in survival mode, it's pretty hard to find self, but you can still do it. The opportunity then, as we step into adulthood, to make the decision of if we want to continue surviving with the masks and the personas and the rules that have been given to us by the world, or if we want to step into thriving by being resilient, not just standing up after we get knocked down, but standing up and moving forward. If you can get back up and step up, step up to the next challenge, step up to the next level, you can thrive. Selfhood can be a lifelong journey. Selfhood can be a moment. Selfhood is the living of who you were meant to be. Keep exploring, keep being curious, keep being creative. Like I said, it's simple but not always easy as we overcomplicate and overthink. As we learn to feel, we can shift back into that feeling of serenity, a peaceful, quiet understanding of who you are, who I am. This is me. Regardless of the world, what the world thinks, I'm going to stand true. I'm going to stand strong and confident in the truth of who I am and what I'm doing here. If at any point in your work you feel like you're working hard, forcefully, or pushing things, begin to ask if that's for you. Every single day, if you're asked to push and force and make things happen that don't come naturally or bring joy, things that don't excite the soul, begin to question if that's part of your path. It's okay if it's not. It's okay for change to happen. It's okay to leave a job, to leave a relationship. It's okay to surrender. It's okay to become more fully you. Although we tend to be shamed for change and questioned, who was I with previously? If that wasn't you, who was it? But the reality is that selfhood is a journey. So at any moment, if people are confused by who you are, or people are confused by different versions of you that they meet, that's okay. You are discovering you. So again, back to those original journaling questions. I think, I feel, and I am are ways to start differentiating the various components of self. As mentioned previously, keep asking questions. Keep discerning critically any of the messages and the programming inside of you, any of the emotionally charged triggers. All of those things are signs that you're on the right track. They are all invitations and opportunities to grow. At that point, the power is in your hands. What do you want to do next? You can choose to stay on that path, or you can step onto the self, into self. You can step onto the private journey of self and become who you truly are. Daily reflection. How would you introduce yourself to a stranger? What parts of yourself are you afraid to explore and heal? Which aspect of your selfhood development is the most exciting to you? How have recent insights accelerated your personal growth by setting better boundaries? Keep growing, stay true to self, and be well.